I'm broadcasting from Louisville, Kentucky today. It's a state whose longtime senator has more power than any other senator in Washington. That would be Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. He's been in the Senate for 34 years and will face the voters again next year. In a supermarket parking lot just outside Louisville, we found Helen Potami, and I asked her what she thought of McConnell.
He's a strong Republican, and I vote Republican, period.
Do you like McConnell more or less than President Trump?
I like President Trump.
You, what's that?
I like President Trump better than all of them. I think he's done more than anybody in Congress.
What specifically do you like about that he's done?
President Trump? Everything. He's the first person who's bothered with the border. He does fantastic with the crazy people overseas, all the countries. He's done everything he's supposed to do. He's a businessman and he's not a politician, which was great. He said he was going to clean the swamp, but the swamp's still there. Mitch McConnell, as much as I like him, is part of that, the politicians. And he just can't help it. He's just been there a while, but he does a good job for us, I think.
What would you like to see the next president, whether it's President Trump or somebody else, focus on over the next several years?
The border is just crazy. Somebody's got to do something about that. And, of course, health care, but that, I don't think that really matters. Most people have health care. So that's not a panic issue, but I'm sure Trump will take care of that. He takes care of business, and not just business, but whatever the president's supposed to take care of. And he talks to people who can understand them. I know if he would just quit tweeting and quit bragging and shut up for a while, that's all he has to do, because I think he's done great. I mean, he really has.
Why do you think so many people don't agree with you about President Trump, don't like him?
Because he's a smart mouth. And he brags. I listened to him last night, and I thought, if you would just be quiet, quit. He insults people, and he needs to stop that. He doesn't act presidential. But if you can look past that and see what he's done, I mean, he does lots of... He's actually a president, except for the mouth.
Kenneth Raymond has a different view.
Well, lived in Kentucky all my life, and Mitch McConnell has been our senator for just about that long too. And Mr. McConnell, I think the general consensus, I have no idea how he keeps getting elected, that he's in this for one reason, for Mitch McConnell. He's got something snapped in him years ago that he wanted to put all these conservative judges in, that I assume he thinks that this is the way the country wants to be run. And some reason, us folks here in Kentucky has not been able to get him out.
Have you ever voted for him?
No.
And how would you describe yourself politically?
Well, I'm an older person, to start with. And I think as you get older, some people say you get more conservative, but I feel have more compassion for people. I can see that where you born or what you're doing sometimes really has a big effect on how things work out. I mean, you can work. Everybody knows people that really work hard, but they just life just tough. And I would say I'm a liberal person.
So what do you think, looking forward to next year, 2020, and all the presidential candidates, is there somebody that stands out to you right now that you like?
Well, there's so many people that it's difficult. But really, I guess Mr. Biden, because he's really had the experience. He knows how government works. He knows how to work the government. I'm 88. And really, he's not that old.
So he's liking Joe Biden. We found Dwayne McAllister outside a Family Dollar in Louisville, and I asked him whether he has a favorite for 2020.
Not right now. I kind of like Joe Biden right now. He's probably my leading candidate, but I'm not really for sure yet.
How much time are you spending focused on that?
I just vote when it happens. Right now, I'm not really focused on too much time. I just, when it happens, it happens.
When it happens, it happens, and you'll vote.
Definitely.
But you don't have to pay attention to it until right before.
Right before, maybe a couple months before the elections.
A good reminder that as much as we talk about next year's election, it is still a long way off for many voters, which is probably also helping Joe Biden, who is someone everybody already knows. And who, by the way, was in the Senate more than a decade before Kentucky's own Mitch McConnell.